Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 12 of the story, adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. By traveling day and night, stopping only to rest his horse when that brave animal could go no further on each single stage, Michael Strogoff had thought to outdistance his pursuers. But somehow, he'd underestimated the tenacity of the Tartar detachment sent to capture him, and now he was in desperate plight. Having stopped to rest by a small thicket, not far from the Obi River, he suddenly became aware of approaching horsemen. It was the Tartar patrol. Hiding in the undergrowth, Michael overheard them discussing his escape and the fate of his mother. Without warning, a bush broke against his weight to rouse the Tartars and set them after him. Boldly, Michael seized his horse and rode towards the Obi, and as quickly came the Tartars, determined to get their man.
Faster, my little eagle, faster, if we can but reach the river. See, not half a mile to go. Faster, faster! All passed through my tunic. We are still favored. Faster, faster. Here is the river. Another effort, my eagle. A few more strides, my great heart.
Over there!
Now!
Say, that was rather close. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Not at all, my dear fellow. I'd be obliged if you would remove your knee from my chest, if it would not inconvenience you.
Blunt!
Your knee?
Of course. Your pardon, Mr. Blunt. But I did not expect to find you in the midst of the battle for Caliban.
I had not expected to find myself in it, Monsieur Jolivet. But since I am in it, I must make the best of it.
Pray keep your head down, Mr. Blunt. Although we are rivals, I would not care to have to report your death to my cousin Madeleine. She would be most upset.
Oh, I am sure. I would not like to cause the lady distress. I shall keep my head down.
Huh. Well, the Russian detachment and the Tartars have joined battle at last. They are fighting in the very streets.
The Russians cannot win. They are outnumbered 10 times. But they are making the Khan's troops pay for their advance. I think it is time to make a report.
My cousin Madeleine is waiting anxiously.
Monsieur, in this hour of danger, I see no reason why two of us should risk our lives in attempting to reach the telegraph office. It is situated some distance from the town, towards the river.
I am aware of that.
Then I suggest that you allow me to attempt the journey alone. I shall forward any message you have for your cousin.
I'm quite sure that you would, Mr. Blunt. After you had sent your own.
At the risk of my life, remember.
For my cousin Madeleine, I would walk barefooted in the nether regions. Thank you for your most thoughtful offer, which I regretfully decline.
Then it is to be a race?
I fear so. I am fleet of foot, Mr. Blunt.
I am a runner of some note.
Then let us go our separate ways.
After you, Monsieur Jolivet.
Thank you, Mr. Blunt.
Peace, little brother. Are you wounded?
My leg. The Tartars.
I will do what I can for you. You are an officer from the Russian detachment?
I, escaped from the town when all was lost. My horse was shot from under me. I managed to drag myself here on the reed beds. Who are you?
Nicholas Korpanov, a merchant. I was hounded across the river by a Tatar.